With a delayed start to planting, well, weeds have gotten a head start. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Bruce Clevenger, Ohio State University Extension Educator in Defiance County, Ohio, says now that corn planting is back underway in many areas, weed issues will need attention.
Weed control is going to be a concern for some. Certainly, we've had some opportunities, but then a lot of acres to cover as far as getting our burn down control done in the early spring here. So weed control is essential any year in the beginning stages of that developing crop, getting those weeds under control before they reach 4 to maybe 6 inches tall for our crops. So using an effective burn down program plus a residual herbicide, there's going to be some very clean fields that we are observing, and then some fields that are going to have to get some work done while that crop is emerging. And so weed control is, again, on the minds of many, and we've done a pretty good job so far.
I know I talked, I think it was last week, with Ron Hammond, and he said from an insect standpoint, not a lot of activity going on right now because we didn't have a crop planted, but that's changing.
And as we plant more and more soybeans, maybe over the course of this week, any concerns or some concerns about the bean leaf beetle and its overwintering generation that emerges in the spring, if we have a lot of soybeans that emerge uniformly across a region, that will dilute the number of bean leaf beetles that will impact maybe one particular field. But if we do have an isolated soybean field that is the first up, it may take the first brunt of the bean leaf beetle damage, and it certainly would be a field to keep an eye on.
All right, Bruce, good information here this morning. I appreciate it and hope the guys continue to make some progress up your way.
Yep, and one observation that we had is that we had the opportunity to plant as much corn as we have done, primarily because farmers are no-tilling that corn into soybean stubble from last year, or fields that had some field work done last fall and were leveled and fit, ready to go for this spring. But there was very minimal soil disturbance with tillage this spring, and farmers found very mellow soils to plant directly into in many cases. So that saved us a little bit of time just going directly in and planting no-till corn.
Bruce Clevenger, Extension Educator in Defiance County, Ohio. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.